welcome everybody to this week's edition of 10 Minute Tickets Talk. I got a special guest, Bob McLean, Senior Vice President of Sales for the Lakewood Blue Claws in minor league baseball. As we all know, minor league baseball is facing a really unique time right now with not only what's going on between minor league baseball and major league baseball and the challenges of when are they going to get the teams in the league and when are they going to get their schedule, but there's a lot of teams around the country that are still wondering what their season is going to look like. So New Jersey especially being a challenge, thought it'd be a great opportunity to bring Bob on board and learn a little bit more about what the Blue Claws are facing and what its plans and strategies are. Bob, welcome.
Steve, thanks for having me. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. So now New Jersey has had some challenges. A lot of us outside of New Jersey have read the stories, seen the news articles. What does 2021 look like for you as of now when we're recording this right at the beginning of October?
So we're taking the approach for 2021 that obviously hoping for 100% capacity, but internally building models for 25%, 50%, 75% as well, just so that we can properly manage both expenses and revenues, and then manage our fans from there. We've had the luck of being able to have 500 person capacities for some special events that we've done over the summer in place of our games. So for us, it was about getting those folks into the ballpark, being able to see what capabilities we have, handling those events in the safest, most proper way possible. And we pulled them off very, very well, got a ton of compliments from a variety of fans, got the ability to deal with fans that we never would have had no interactions with before. And I think did pretty darn well with it. So as numbers continue to improve and capacities continue to improve, we'll be ready for it. But trying to plan for a bunch of scenarios during budget time is definitely tough.
And it's kind of unique because one of the things every team wants, and I go back to my days at Mandalay with the Dayton Dragons, who 1,400 straight sellouts. So supply and demand is something that's always critical. In the case of a sports team who can't play at full capacity, supply is obviously severely reduced, and one would assume demand goes up because people are looking to get out and go do things. How are you managing, if you are going to have to play to smaller capacities, creating that sense of urgency? We were talking before the call started about in 2020, you were on target to sell out almost half of your games. What's that plan and strategy for supply and demand control and creating that sense of urgency to get people to buy in advance?
Well, I think we still take the same approach as far as our target sellout model. It really would just come down to distribution throughout the season. We're very mindful of when we sell ticket packages, when we sell groups, when we have a variety of those throughout any one game. So I think it's really a scenario of having that same plan, and if and when those restrictions come into place on, you know, percentage reductions or what have you, we can then more evenly distribute folks throughout the season. So if we're targeting 35 games to sell out and we know that, okay, we're at a 50 or 25% capacity, well, that number now goes to 70 or however many games we end up with in the season. The nice piece in addition to that too is that we've done a very good job of getting our season ticket holders and group buyers that had committed to 2020 previously rolled into the 2021 season. So it's given us a good base so that once we get the schedule, we can now, you know, create those preferred buyer periods, which we're collecting information on now for scheduling areas, scheduling dates and what have you, to make sure that we are properly distributing, you know, season ticket holders and groups throughout the season when it comes.
So you mentioned schedule and minor league baseball, some of the changes are going through. A lot of teams may not have schedules till January, February type timeframe. How have you adjusted training with your staff and your marketing timeline to reflect not only the schedule potential delay, but also the capacity and some of the other issues you're going to face? What's changed in the training and what's changed in the marketing timeline?
Well, on the marketing side, we talk about it constantly. We're revisiting a whole bunch of, you know, different avenues. And we've gotten the ability to kind of beta test some of that stuff throughout the summer as well, because we've obviously had to, you know, market very, very differently with not having games and having events instead. So that's constantly evolving. From a training side, though, you know, I think our approach with using the Ultimate Toolkit and you know, scripting out conversations and scripting out meetings so that we can control it as best as humanly possible, we can stick with that pretty darn well. The Ultimate Toolkit specifically, especially on the group end, you know, it allows us to ask the important questions to be able to make a solid recommendation. And if the only thing that we're really concerned about at that point is slotting them into a date, we ask what day of the week is most important, what month, what area of the ballpark, all of those things. To now we can take those, put them into kind of our internal database of what's most important to people. And when the schedule comes out, we already know they're looking for the first or second Friday in July. Perfect. We know we're going to have at least two Fridays in July, more than likely. Let's slot those in and go from there. So it's, you know, the preferred buyer periods on the rollover and renewal folks, and then also taking that same model with any new, you know, clients that will be coming in, slotting them in the same way in a more, I guess, waitlist type of manner. So
I think that's huge. And for any team listening, is the idea that, and unfortunately, a lot of teams have laid off salespeople and have really, you know, operated with a skeleton crew, but having the group conversation that says, all right, what day of the week do you want? What time of year do you want? What other special event do you want? So you're right. As soon as that schedule comes out, the next phone call is not what day of the week do you want? What time of year do you want? Go talk to your group. It's all right. We've got your date. We've got your time. We've got your fan experience. Let's book the group. You'll be that much further ahead than people who have kind of sat and waited a little bit.
Absolutely. So, We even went as far in a survey to all of our rollover folks to even say, you know, if the schedule aligned perfectly, is there one particular day in the entire calendar that you would want? If so, let us know what it is. And, you know, if the schedule works out that way, we'll go with that too.
Yeah, especially in going back to the supply and demand, it's a lot easier conversation to have with a group that says, hey, there's only 50% capacity. So if you want to do that date, you need to commit now or you're not going to be able to get it because the next six people in line want the same date. So
exactly.
If teams do it correctly and they plan ahead and take advantage of, if they do have to play to restricted capacity, you do get to create a sense of urgency in getting people to commit faster. So I think that's a tremendous angle to take. So last question for you, hopefully in our lives, I'm a little bit older than you are. Hopefully we never have to go through another pandemic like this again. But knowing, sitting where you are now, and if you rewound 6 months, knowing what you know now, what would you have done differently over the last 6 months to better prepare yourself for the 2021 season to make sure you're as successful as possible?
You know, I was actually talking with a few of our folks, you know, left on the executive team right now that haven't been furloughed about this the other day. And you know, we have been unbelievably thoughtful in our approach to everything we've done this offseason, from communications to ticket holders, being as full disclosure as our information will allow, preparation for events that we have coming up, all that type of stuff. I think maybe the one thing that I would personally look at would be bumping our timelines up just a little bit sooner. You know, we did make the decision that we were not going to have any, you know, official correspondence as to what we were doing for the 2020 into 2021 season until we got the official announcement that we were postponed or canceled for the season. But we did also have those very real personal conversations with all of our ticket holders that we're going to take care of them. If they wanted to roll over at that point, we would also do that. You know, gauging if we did need to refund anyone and what those reasons were, but ultimately made the decision to say, okay, this is the kind of point in time that we will officially make those options a reality. I would have loved to have been able to do it earlier, just because it did take till the end of June to get the official announcement that the season was canceled. But, you know, I really do think that we spent as much time as we could in our internal communication and external communication that, you know, I think we did everything to the best of our ability. But that being said, I would definitely urge teams to make sure that they communicate with each other and with their fans as much as humanly possible. Be as full disclosure as you can be, as your situation will allow, and take the time to think it through. Because if you don't, you know, the decisions that you make today, although they may seem short-sighted, they will definitely have an impact on the future. And I can't stress that importance enough.
Yeah, huge important thing. This is the long term. If you can survive the short term, your fans are what are going to get you through in the long term. And 2021 may not be exactly the way you want it. I was just telling somebody the other day, 2021 doesn't kill us. 2022 is going to be a great year. We just got to get there.
Definitely.
As Jimbo Vano used to say in NC State basketball in 1983, survive in advance. That's all we're trying to do. We thought 2020 was all we're going to need for survive in advance. There may be a little bit of that in 2021. So keep our fingers crossed.
Definitely. Definitely.
Bob, much appreciated you being part of this today. Good luck with the season as it comes up, as you go forward. And let's keep our fingers crossed that you get to play at 100% capacity this year.
Thank you, Steve. Let's hope so. And good luck with the podcast moving forward. It's been great so far.
Thank you.